We are in Simin Shin Ayin. We're up to Siv Dalet. We'll be doing Dalet and Hey. Siv Dalet. Anshei Chotzer Shayu Kulam Ochlem Al Shulchan Echad. If you have a Chotzer where everyone lives in his own place and they all eat together. Afal Pisha Kol Echad Yesh Lo Bayis Bifnei Atzmo. Even though each one has his own house or his own room. Einam Tzrichen Erev Mipnei Sheim Kesha Anshei Bayis Echad. Since they all eat in the same place, it's as if it's all one house. Now, this would sound like, take a yeshiva, where although everyone's got their own dorm room, they all eat together in the dining room. So that's considered one place, and therefore they should not need an Erev. The Bir Halacha mentions that if you're talking, he's talking about the case of Talmidim that have their own apartments, but then they go and eat among the neighbors. The good old system of the stancias where they used to eat out, the yeshiva had no dining room and everybody would go eat with local people. So there he says that really they would want to eat in their home. It's not that their home isn't made for eating. They just don't have any food. They would love to eat at home. Who would enjoy this idea of eating out? Nevertheless, so because of that, the Bir Halacha says, we would say that their own rooms are considered their home. And even though they eat together, we would not look at it as if they're all in one place. Because they really want to eat in their rooms. So the question would be, the same thing could possibly be in the case of dorm rooms, where everyone would love to eat in the rooms, and sometimes they do, it's just that the food is available in the dining room. Now, if they're not paying tuition, they're just given rooms, and the Rosh Yeshiva lives there, and they're assuring on him. So you can always have the taina that, number one, they're eating his food, and number two, a person does not lend out reshuyas for them to assur on him, in which case they wouldn't need an Erev Chatzeres. Or if he has tfisis yad in their apartments, there's something belonging to him that's not serving them, then we could say that they're all considered his guests. Otherwise, there's a need for an Erev Chatzeres. But what happens if they had to make an Erev with people of another Chatzar? Erev Echad upas Echad belvad. Erev Echad lekulam pas Echad belvad. Malichin laosamokan shema'arvin ima. So there, it's enough for them to be ma'arv all as one unit. And who is that? Any one of them that wants to give pas would be good enough for everybody. If the Erev is being put by in their rishus in one of the homes. So the halacha is, Einam tzrichim losses Erev, kedin bayisham nichim bo'erev, shekol elu abotim kabayis echad am chashuvim, since they all eat together, they're considered one house. Says the Ramah Hago, v'cheinim harbe balabatim ochlim b'cheder echad, kol echad al shulchano, af al pishol echad yoshin b'chedro b'fnei atzmo, Erev echad lekulam ol ve'imachitza mafsekes ve'makriloson have a kachamisha shavso betraklin. If they end up eating in one room, even though they're eating separately, everyone has his own table, but there's nothing separating them, it's considered as if they're one group. The afalpisha person lefamim vilon lefneim letznias lo mikra mechitza ol ve'evisham bekvias. Even if once in a while they'll put something up so that they will have privacy, that's not enough for us to say that they're eating separately. They're all considered in one place because the mechitzas are all temporary ones. Sifhei, misha ochel b'makom echad v'yashem b'makom acher. Someone eats in one place and sleeps in another. Makom achiloso hu ha'ikar. The place that he eats is the ikar. V'sham hu osur, and that's where he asers. So this we spoke out before, that in the case of a dorm where your ikar place is your room. It's just that you're stuck eating in the dining room. It's not so pashut that this is the halacha. And their ikar room may be where the room that's their own. Hilkach, ha'achim sho'ochlim b'veis aviyem, b'yishenim b'vateyim, brothers that eat at the father's and they sleep at home, einam osrim. They don't ask on one another. V'yimnosn lahem pras v'ochlim b'vateyim osrim, but if he gives them food and they take it home to their own houses, they will ask. V'hani mili k'shenosn b'nei shar chatzei ruchim b'makam acher. That's only if the Erev is being placed elsewhere. But if the Erev is being put in one of these homes, Osheini mayim diorim b'chotzer, or they don't have any other diorim in sarach la'arev. They do not aser on one another. Now, the case comes up. There are cases of hotels, hospitals. What is the din there? So if you hold that tfisis yad includes items that serve the person, every hospital, every hotel is full of items that serve the people. Whereas if you learn that it's got to be something that serves the owner, so in the hospitals and the hotels, there's a very good chance that it's not called tfisis yad, and you do have to make an eruv chatzeris. Even though there are some who hold that when you're in the hospital, like, you don't really want to be there, and therefore it wouldn't aser, la'alacha we hold that if you're there, but pashas, you're mechayiv an eruv chatzeris, unless we say that the hospital actually owns something, things in your room that are for them. And there are such things. There are all sorts of permanent objects that are there in the room, or objects that are meant to be used in time of need, that belong to the hospital, in which case they do have a tfisis yad.